Seven Mountains Media.
In my little town, I grew up believing God keeps his eye on us all.
Don Seipel is the president of St. Luke's University Health Network Monroe Campus, a position he's held now for close to 8 years. These are exciting times at St. Luke's in Monroe as the hospital is about to add 165,000 square feet of space in a new wing that will open very soon. It's always great to have on the show President Don Seipel. Hey, Don, good morning.
Gary, good morning. Always good to be up early with you.
Great to see you again. Before we begin, I got to tell you, last week I underwent a colonoscopy at St. Luke's in Monroe, performed by Dr. Cohan. He touched me deeply. I got to tell you, did a great job.
Yeah.
And everything about it was just perfect, from the beginning to the Gatorade, to even before that, to the appointment, to the guidance in the Gatorade, to the prep. The recovery, the procedure, everything was perfect. You have such a great staff over there.
Yeah, they're awesome. Dr. Cohan does a great job, and our team in the unit, we get a lot of compliments, so thanks.
Yeah.
I'm glad you had a very cleansing experience.
Now, I was in the surgical center there, and I understand that's one of the areas that's going to move to the new wing. Is that right?
Yeah, the whole first floor is an expansion of our surgical services, so they're going to get a much expanded area, and a good portion of that will be for our GI lab.
Gotcha. So, now, is the main lobby still going to be where it is now, or is that going to move?
Our main lobby is moving, and then our existing lobby will become an outpatient lobby. So we'll have a larger, more prominent lobby. So we're excited for that.
So is the main entrance also going to move over to the new building?
Or? It is, and we have a very large covered entryway, so that'll be great when the weather's not at its best.
All right. So tell me more about the expansion. What can you tell us this morning? Is there a date?
Yeah, so we'll be announcing a date shortly, but mid to late April, we will be opening our doors, and the week before that, we're going to do a lot of fun stuff. But yeah, community has responded really well to us being here, and this is long overdue. We're excited just to bring more services, keep more people in the county.
The hospital was built when you became president. Am I right about that?
Well, actually, I started on the project. I wasn't. And then as I was managing the project, I had the opportunity to be a candidate for the position. And then I was fortunate enough to get it and help build it and staff it and open it.
When did it become clear to you that you needed more space?
The day we opened the door, but in all sincerity, you know, probably a couple of years in, and then COVID really highlighted our needs. You know, we kind of knew we needed it before that, but then with COVID, it became extremely clear to us that we needed more beds.
Mm-hmm. And there'll be 36 new medical supply beds. Do I have that right?
Yeah, we have 36 new general patient care med-surg beds, and then we'll have two floors for expansion in the future. So as the needs grow, we have space to think about the future and what would best serve Monroe County.
Well, that's really forward thinking. You'll have what they call shell space for now, right?
That's correct.
Any idea of what might go in there one day besides a basketball court? I mean, that's a lot of space there.
I was thinking it'd be good for like dodgeball or something.
but gym in there or something.
Yeah. You know, no, we listen to our community. We listen to our physicians. We watch our business daily to see where our pinch points are. And we're taking all that into consideration as we try to plan for our future.
Have you been hiring new staff?
We have been. Yeah. That's a process that's been happening for quite some time, because some of the areas like surgery, the training for that is, you know, can be 9 months or greater. So we were always perpetually hiring in that area, but we did that intentionally, knowing that we were expanding.
Will there be any new brand new specialized services in this wing that haven't been available at that location?
I'd say it's an expansion of surgery, so more surgery. On a smaller scale, we are adding cardiac rehab, which is huge. We haven't had that in the county, so people who need cardiopulmonary rehab from a St. Luke standpoint didn't have that option in the county, and that's really huge for us. So we're really excited for our cardiopulmonary rehab unit that's going to be opening.
Cardio rehab, what's that all about?
Yeah, you know, you have a cardiac event, you know, a heart attack or something, you go to your cardiologist, and a part of the rehab is, you know, like physical rehab, you know, walking and strength training, but it's done in a way that you're monitored by an exercise physiologist. They monitor your heart rate. It's done in a way that is very safe to make sure that you're you're recovering well.
You've also recently opened St. Luke's Health Center in Pocono Summit, right? You've got St. Luke's Smithfield Gateway expanding and expanding, right? Forever expanding, it seems. It's great.
Yeah, you know, when we opened 7 years ago, like you mentioned, we made a commitment to this community to bring services here. And over the last 7 years, we've continued to expand our services and our accent points. And so Pocono Summit's a great example. We just didn't have a lot of summits up on, or a lot of services up on the mountain. And it was always a goal of ours. And we finally made that happen. And they're doing very well up there.
Has St. Luke's thought about expanding into Pike County, President?
Yeah, you know, we continue to look at opportunities in Pike County, and we do already capture a lot of the market up there. We have a lot of folks from Bushkill that come down here, and you know, so I believe that we're accessible to some of the individuals in Pike County, but there's other areas that have hospitals that are closer for them.
Gotcha. Getting back to the new main building, is it true that there will be a retail pharmacy at the hospital? That's something new, right?
Yeah, there will be. We're really excited. You know, I think obviously there's a lot of people that, you know, think retail pharmacy, hey, it's great, I can get my prescriptions there. And that's absolutely right. You know, I will be getting mine there. But another huge advantage of that for us is patients as they're being discharged, because we find that one of the items that helps a patient be successful when they're discharged and stay out of the hospital is making sure they have their medications. And so the ability to have them before you leave the hospital is really, really key.
Right.
And that'll be a big thing for us.
Well, that's great. Now, I hear there's also going to be EV charging in the parking lot for electric vehicles. You're thinking about everything, Don.
Yeah, you know, like a lot of our campuses that are, especially along interstates, we've installed EV charging. And so we are going all in. I, you know, my wife and I recently purchased an EV, a hybrid EV plug-in. I think they're great. More and more people are getting EV vehicles. And so, you know, both for our employees and then for folks off the interstate, I think we're starting with somewhere around 15 or 16 chargers. They're in three locations around our campus. We can go to as high as 40 if we have to.
Wow.
And I think it'll be well received.
You have a hybrid, so that takes gas as well. Am I right about that?
Yes. Yep.
And you really do enjoy it?
Oh, there's nothing like electric. But, you know, having the motor gives you that confidence that, you know, you're not going to run out of a charge. Right. But, yeah, it's a nice ride.
Are you planning any type of celebrations about the new building?
Oh my gosh! Yeah, we are going to. We'll be planning a community day on a Saturday for the community to come out and see our new building. We're working with the chamber. We're working with some other community groups. So if you have a community group that would want to come and get a tour, you can reach out to us at the hospital. We're working with fire and EMS to come and drill in the building before we open it. That's an opportunity that only happens once before you open. So we have a lot. We have Friends and Family Night for our employees so they can bring their families and be proud of what they've helped to accomplish.
Tell me more about the Temple School of Medicine and the School of Nursing that you have there, Don.
Yeah, you know, like, so in healthcare, like many industries, workforce is really important to us. And it, you know, even now more than ever, it's been a real challenge, you know, to hire folks. You know, we've been forward thinking for many years, and you know, you look at our School of Nursing, and it's the oldest continuously running school of nursing in the country. It opened in 1881, and we're really proud of that. And so we continue to expand our nursing program. All that being said, we still need all the other nursing programs in the area. So we work closely with Northampton Community College and East Stroudsburg up here, and then other colleges in the valley where we have other hospitals, because our need, our appetite for nurses is so great. We can't produce all the nurses we need, but we retain a high number of the nurses that we actually train. And then the School of Medicine, something similar. Many years ago, we realized what was going to be happening with the number of doctors who are retiring and the need for doctors. Mm. And so we went all in on a School of Medicine with Temple. So we have the Temple St. Luke School of Medicine. It's a full 4-year program that we have in the Lehigh Valley. And we have 40 medical students per class. And our goal is to really try and retain as many of those medical students to fill our needs for the future.
Talking to Don Seipel this morning, the president of St. Luke's University Health Network, Monroe Campus. I think the training programs that you have are just terrific. They're paid programs. Let's say a high school student right now, or a college student, or perhaps somebody who just isn't sure about what they want to do with their lives and thinking, maybe a future in the medical business. What can St. Luke's offer someone like this?
Yeah, you know, we work closely with the schools, and we have different programs with various school districts. We have one with the MCTI, where we have a number of students right now in their health program that come over and do a co-op program with us, and they work in a modified patient care assistant role, and they get paid, and then they have the ability after that to work with us. And we're really trying to, and many of them now are starting to go into nursing. So if they work for us, they can basically get a scholarship for nursing, and then afterwards have a job to work with us. And I would say there's all of our employees have that same opportunity if they want to go to nursing school. And we go out to every high school in the county every year and promote that option. And each year we get a handful of students who take us up on the offer. But beyond that, if you're not ready for nursing school, you know, EMT, there's programs that we work with Northampton that you could go and be trained as an EMT and then come work for us, and we would pay for that tuition. So we have many programs like that for our employees. And yeah, it's important for us to help our employees continue to grow and support them in their growth in their careers.
All right. And if someone is interested in that, I guess they could find out more at the website, correct?
Yep, or reach out to our human resource department at the campus.
All right. The website, by the way, is sluhn.org, sluhn.org. And I think slhn.org will work on its own, too. I think
it does. That was our previous URL, and right. It does work.
All right. Talking to Don Seipel this morning, the esteemed president of St. Luke's University Health Network. We'll take a quick break and come back. Talking to Don Seipel this morning, the president of St. Luke's University Health Network Monroe campus. Very exciting times over there. Talk to me about the 20,000 employees billboards. Why is that a significant milestone for you?
Yeah, you know, just look, our employees are most important. They're the most important thing, right? You know, they are what makes St. Luke's. They are what allow us to provide services and people to have trust in us. And, you know, we saw that we were approaching 20,000 employees, and we thought, hey, this would be an awesome thing to promote. And so we're having a little fun with it. Interesting fact, when our Monroe campus opened back in 2016, we hired the 10,000th employee back then. So in just, you know, the 7.5 years since then, we added 10,000 more employees, which was really incredible.
Yeah, but before, you were talking about something in the 19th century, 1800. Well, where was the original location of the hospital? Do you know that?
Yeah, it was in the city of Bethlehem. Yeah, it was, you know, and a lot of the history of St. Luke's, it was with, you know, Bethlehem Steel, you know, you know, because they needed a place for their injured workers because they had to drive them all the way to Philly, or not drive them, but horse and buggy them to Philly. And and they needed something more local. And so between the Episcopal Church and Bethlehem Steel, you know, and a few other, you know, folks, that's how it got started.
Gotcha. Talk to me more about it, why quality is so important to you and the staff there at St. Luke's.
Yeah. You know, like, you know, I think when you're looking for a healthcare provider, there's a number of important things that we focus on, quality being one, patient satisfaction being another, you know, being financially responsible. We continue to work on providing high quality care at low cost. So we continue to look at that. And, you know, and so we look at quality, and there's a couple of organizations out there that measure quality, and we've done really well. There's LeapFrog, which is a nonprofit organization that looks at safety. And since we've been open, we've always been a LeapFrog A. So you can just Google LeapFrog safety ratings, and you can go there. You can look up any healthcare system or hospital. And as an organization, we have a high number of A's and probably like one B, but mostly A. And then, you know, the other one is Medicare. They have their 5-star ratings, and you know, they look at safety and quality as well. And we're proud to say we're a 5-star hospital.
That's great.
And again, as an organization, we have a high number of 5-star hospitals. It's a great way to search for providers, whether it's hospitals or nursing homes, to see what you know, how well they're doing.
How important is it for you to be involved in community events?
Really important. I think, you know, as an organization, we're not – a lot of the challenges in the community are all intertwined. You know, so when we look at healthcare, it intertwines with homelessness and food insecurity and all those things that kind of they all affect each other, right? And so I say that, you know, we have to all work together to solve these problems. And so by being out in the community and meeting people and networking, we have a number of things that we do today that are a collaboration of many organizations to help solve some of these problems in the community.
When it comes to administrative decisions at the hospital, you are at the top. And I know you have a background in biomedical engineering, but how involved do you get in medical decisions at the hospital?
You know, generally speaking, not. I think that those are left to the people who are trained, our physicians, our nurses. You know, they have been trained and they work collaboratively with their teams. And, you know, I would say there's very few times I would get involved. And it's not so much for the medical decision, but it's usually some of the circumstances around those decisions, whether they're, you know, socioeconomic or family or whatever dynamics that I might have to help them support them, I should say. But really, we hire great people and they make great decisions.
And you have to let them do their jobs. Right?
Absolutely.
It is Dr. Degler who wears the scrubs at the press conference and not you. You got the jacket and the tie.
Yeah, Doug's awesome. He does a great job for us.
I'll be seeing him soon. I'm not looking forward to it. He's a little, you know, you know what it is. It's the discipline with getting on the treadmill.
Yes.
I found a treadmill on Facebook Marketplace for $100. Great deal. Brought it down to the basement. I look up videos on my tablet. A walk around the Swiss Alps. A walk around Disneyland. And then I'm there on the treadmill for 20 minutes or a half hour. But to do it every day, I don't know why. It's such a problem for me. And I'm going to get that Sunday school teacher look from Dr. Degler come Monday, you know. But that's been the hardest part for me. You know?
Yeah, I love to exercise, but I would say you have to kind of mix it up a little bit. You can't do the same thing every time.
Right. Do you exercise every day?
I do, yeah. Every morning.
You do it in the morning.
Yeah.
That's the way to go.
Yeah.
And you watch what you eat, right? It's all about diet and exercise.
You know, like, I just try to be smart and moderate. You know, I don't go crazy, but I just try to be smart about it.
Gotcha. I know you brought some notes here this morning that you wanted to hit. I want to make sure we got everything on the air this morning.
Yeah, you know, the other one that I would say that we're really proud of is there's an institute out there called the Lown Institute, and you can Google them. They're LOWN, started by a renowned cardiologist who was really interested in some things around healthcare. And they do one thing called their rankings for patient safety and social responsibility. And they really look at one of the things they look at is at fair spending. You know, like, so nonprofit hospitals get, you know, tax reliefs, but do they give back as much or more than they get, right? And so I'm proud to say, like, our Monroe campus, we were number, what were we in the state? We were number 2 in the state and number 18 in the country for our share of fair spending. So meaning that, you know, we do get tax breaks being nonprofit, but we actually give back more than we actually receive. And so we're really proud of that. That's out of like 3,500 nonprofits in the and then our main campus was number 1 in the state, number 3 in the country.
That's great.
And so you get back to like our networking in the community. We really work hard to give back to our community.
How many St. Luke's facilities all in all are there now? 17, 18? Am I right about that?
We have 14 hospitals. 14. And then as far as like other health centers, I don't even know what the number is anymore. Yeah. 200-300, probably more than 300.
Well, the community is very lucky to have you here at the helm of St. Luke's University Health Network. Do you aspire to run for political office ever?
No.
Not for you.
No, I aspire to be a gardener someday, I think.
What else you got? Have I hit everything?
Yeah, I think we're good. There's a lot that we've done that we're proud of, but I think those are really our highlights. You know, just wanting people to know that, you know, that they're in good hands when they come to see us, that we focus on things like quality and safety. Letting people know that we're not, there are times that we're going to have a miss on maybe the customer service or whatever we have, and we just need that feedback so we can always get better and have a chance to to recover from that. But overall, we do a really good job for our community and our patients and their families.
Oh, absolutely. And it's so great to see you again. It's great to have you, on the radio show. Now, when you do have an opening, make sure, I want the scoop on that when the day's going to be.
Yes.
And we can tell our listeners to come down there.
Absolutely.
And we'll get the whole tour.
Yep, absolutely. It's exciting. It's coming very quickly.
It's got to be exciting. Don Seipel this morning, the esteemed president of St. Luke's University Health Network Monroe Campus on My Little Town, always brought to you by St. Luke's, and are online with a great website, sluhn.org. We're good? All right.